Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. If you track how the state of Michigan spends its money, you're aware that a bunch of it goes to cities and municipalities. 8 days ago, Governor Snyder proposed an increase of $24 million in the state's next budget to be assigned to revenue sharing for cities, townships, and villages. That would make for a total of $788 million. Revenue sharing in Michigan dates back to 1939. Local governments have wide latitude over how they spend the money. However, the challenges and the circumstances facing the state's 500 cities and villages vary widely. All are obligated to provide services, but a number have struggled with insolvency. Others with stronger tax bases enjoy more stability. Is there a better way to do revenue sharing in Michigan? That's a question the Citizens Research Council of Michigan just tackled. It presented its report, Reforming Statutory State Revenue Sharing, yesterday to legislators. In our monthly visit with the CRC of Michigan, I asked the organization's Eric Lufer why revenue sharing is in need of reform.
In 1998, they did some reforms to try to direct funding to the local governments that didn't have the ability to raise the funding on their own. We got 2 years into that new system, and the economy fell out of Michigan. 2011, everything went bad. And since that time, we've completely abandoned any effort to distribute money based on need. From 1 year to the next, it's always been, how much did you get last year? That's how much money we'll give you this year, plus or minus a percent. So the idea now is we have a very indefensible system about who's getting any sort of statutory revenue sharing, and it's time to put some reason back into the system. What governments are most in need of funding from the state, and how do we get it to them?
Is there consensus, then, that it needs reform, or do the two major parties part ways on this? Is there a political divide in play here?
Well, we were asked by the General Government Subcommittee of Appropriations at the Michigan House of Representatives to look at this, and the request came from the Republicans and Democrats together on the committee and had equal questions, very good questions from both sides of the aisle about how do we measure needs and how do we get the funding to those governments. So I do think the idea of fixing it is a bipartisan, what the solution might be might be different, but I think there's broad recognition that it is in need of reform.
But I take it the landscape is basically there are municipalities struggling with less property tax revenue, for example, and they have unequal amounts of revenue compared to the demand for services that they face, that there are dislocations in play here. Am I right about that?
Yeah. How we characterize it in the report is it's all about fiscal capacity, and you would measure fiscal capacity both in the ability to raise money from your own resources to pay for services and in the demand placed on the local government to provide different services. And when you think about, I mean, just in this region, to be in Lansing, there's a higher level of population density, higher level of housing density, and that requires a more intensive provision of local government services than to be out in some of the townships in the surrounding areas, more farmland, fewer people. You just don't need as much government. So those two ways of measuring fiscal capacity reflect the needs of local governments to provide services to all of our state residents.
Eric Lufer is our guest of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. The CRC has just released a report entitled Reforming Statutory State Revenue Sharing. Revenue sharing is in the news all the time. Put revenue sharing spending in some context for us, please. How many dollars does Michigan assign to revenue sharing?
About 60 to 70% of the money the local governments are getting is from their own property taxes, and depending on the unit of local government, somewhere between 15 and 20% of the money they're getting is from statutory state revenue sharing. So not as significant as the local property tax, but still pretty significant.
And again, the point you made earlier that since the lost decade, 2001 or thereabouts, this revenue has been trending down since then?
The source of the revenue is the sales tax, but for the recession we went through about 5 or 6 years ago, sales tax revenues have been on an upward path. So there is more money to share. That last decade, the state has been using money that should have been going to statutory revenue sharing and used it to balance the state's budget. That's about $6 billion of cumulative funding that has been redirected from local governments to keep our correction system open, to pay for Medicaid, to pay for everything that goes on in Lansing. So it's not that there's less money available, it's that the state is appropriating less money to keep that revenue sharing going.
So in a nutshell, I want to make sure I understand this. Are you saying that the resources and the needs of municipalities need revisiting and that those resources and needs need to be better aligned?
Absolutely. They need to be better aligned. When you think about how the state is appropriating funding for other purposes, there's a very direct path between a recognition of need and sending it there. But we're not doing that. We haven't paid attention to that with statutory or state revenue sharing, and it's time to get back to the business of doing that.
You make some recommendations in the report. The first is for state policymakers to determine if, indeed, statutory revenue sharing is a priority in the first place, I take it. It would seem to be a priority as often as it's in the news. You hear about it on a regular basis. Why is it important to determine whether it's really a priority?
Well, it's been cut, as we talked about, over the years, and now it's about $243 million being distributed only to about 500 units of government. And so that just doesn't go very far. It's a lot of money. Admittedly, it's a lot of money. But once you start spreading that out amongst the governments, it just doesn't go very far. So if it is a priority, and we think it should be a priority, to align the state's interest with the local government's interest, get everybody pulling in the right direction, the same direction, then it needs to be funded back at the levels that were determined at earlier levels. If not, let's move on and think about other ways to do it.
You point out in the report, fiscal year 2014, funding levels equate to roughly a 75% cut in funding from the statutory base. That's a pretty dramatic decline.
That is a very dramatic decline, yes.
Can't a case be made, however, that when state revenue is hit really hard, perhaps over a period of years, as in the lost decade, as in the Great Recession, that revenue has to be fluid, that it has to be flexible?
Absolutely. The Citizens Research Council opposes the idea of earmarking. We're doing that too much of that at the state level, earmarking things for specific purposes. And your point is exactly the reason why not, that we elect policymakers to appropriate funds. But when you look at the last 5-6 years, we've come out of the recession and revenues are growing again. But state revenue sharing hasn't been a priority for the state. And so while it was necessary during those really difficult times to make those hard decisions, promises have been made in earlier legislative periods that we're going to take away inventory property from the local tax base, take away intangible property, and now take away personal property from the local tax base. The trade-off with that was the state's going to share money with the local governments to keep them whole. That promise is only as good as the next legislature, as it turns out. Mm. And this legislature, these last couple legislatures, haven't seen fit to fund the statutory revenue sharing.
Eric Lufer of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan is our guest. We're talking about revenue sharing reform in our state. You also recommend an examination of the purpose of local government and the role that revenue sharing plays in serving that purpose. Tell us more about that.
Well, kind of fundamental to the decision about whether to have revenue sharing or whether to how you would distribute the money is what do we, the people, see local government serving in the broad picture of our expectations of local government. You think about the federal government, they're providing national defense and some sort of a welfare system, kind of the big picture stuff, providing for the currency. You get down to the state level, each state, and they're doing corrections and they're doing sort of defense, taking care of our roads and things like that. But at the local government, why do we want them doing things? And our answer to that question is that we have local government to manage the interaction between people. And when you have more people, a greater density of people, you have more need for government, more intense government. You think about 9/11, and it wasn't the Army or Navy running into the Twin Towers to try to save people. it was local government, local police and firefighters. Mm. And so that translates to our situation at hand. We have legitimate needs at all level of all governments. We're not talking about Detroit or Lansing or Flint, some of our legacy cities that have legitimate needs, but townships, cities, villages all throughout the state have needs.
So it's safe to say that over the years, municipalities have become more reliant on that revenue?
Absolutely. They've become very reliant on it. And some townships, some of our sparsely populated townships, get more money from the state in revenue sharing than they do from their own resources.
And let's back up just a little bit and just give us some idea of how municipalities tend to use these dollars.
Well, it's titled unrestricted state revenue sharing, and so the answer to your question is they use that money as they see fit, just as they do from their own resources. They're paying for police and fire. They're paying for garbage collection. They're paying for parks and rec. They're paying for their accountant and assessor and their treasurer, all the things that they do. The money gets intermingled there. And they're trying to make the best use of it as they can to meet their own local needs.
We have been talking about revenue sharing with Eric Lufer of the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. He just presented a report here to the state legislature yesterday. Eric, thanks for the information.
Very glad to present it to you, and thanks for having me.